The Michigan Camp Meeting and the Uriah Smith Turnaround. After the distressing year in Michigan and particularly at Battle Creek, the Michigan Camp Meeting, held on the Battle Creek Fairgrounds and billed as the state meeting, was particularly significant. Smith, who had been under a cloud for months, presented an encouraging report of the meeting. There were 130 family tents on the ground, with meetings held in the large 80 by 120-foot tent. About 50 ministers and licentiates were present, and some powerful sermons were preached. Smith reported that a First-Day Adventist minister who was present Sabbath and Sunday said that it seemed like 1844. Smith added, "The presence of Brethren Haskell and W.C. White from the Pacific Coast added to the interest of the meeting. The benefit of the labors and attendance of Sister White at this meeting cannot be overestimated. Her exhortations moved the people to seek the Lord with earnestness and contrition of heart, as could have been done by no others. A meeting of this character on Monday forenoon, which continued without intermission till nearly 2 p.m., was considered by some who have had large experience in religious things the most impressive occasion, and one marked by the most solemnity and power of any meeting they ever attended." Smith continued his comments on the importance and effect of Ellen White's ministry, which clearly betokened a change of attitude on his part. He wrote from personal experience, "Sister White has a work to do, and is trying faithfully to perform it, which no others can do. It is one which has a most intimate connection with the prosperity of the cause. For this she is especially qualified by the gift she has in exercise of visions and revelations of the Lord. Through this she is able to perceive more vividly the dangers and duties pertaining to these closing moments of time, and thus more understandingly instruct and warn the little flock, and he who would try to destroy confidence in her work, or weaken her hands, is taking a course hostile to the best interests of this cause." From the very beginning, now nearly 40 years ago, the manifestation of the spirit of prophecy and the visions of Sister White has been connected with this work, and interwoven with every step of its progress. To suppose that during the brief time remaining it is to be separated from it would be took for a singular providence indeed. A change in this respect is now no more possible than it is desirable. Rather than stop now to question the wisdom of God's providence, in the constitution or history of this work, and spend time and strength in efforts to introduce fundamental changes, we think all would do better to accept it as a whole, give their attention to a careful examination of their own hearts in view of the soon coming judgment, and be willing to receive instruction from whatever source, and by whatever means the Lord may see fit to send it. If the work of the ministry, as Paul wrote to Timothy, is, among other things, to reprove, rebuke, exhort, it would not be strange if this should be a characteristic of a special gift in the church, and if to refuse to receive instruction from the faithful minister would be to neglect duty and suffer spiritual loss, it would, in the other case, be no less so. Using his editorial report on the Michigan Camp Meeting to herald to the church the marked change that had come in his personal relationship to the spirit of prophecy, Smith stated, "Reference to Sister White's labors at the camp meeting has led us to this digression, in which we have taken occasion to state more fully than in the recent review supplement our position on a question which has been the cause of no little agitation of late in some quarters." In closing his report and personal confession, he wrote significantly, "To return to the meeting, we believe its influence will be to consolidate the work in this state, and bind the hearts of the brethren more closely together. It is one Lord, one cause, and one people. The remnant are going through together, not in straggling squads or hostile sections. Happy will it be for those people who can say, 'This cause is my cause, and this people is my people.'" What a victory had been won! The cause of God now entered a new day. Some time after this, Smith wrote at length in the Review and Herald Extra about his experience in going through a period of doubt in his relation to the testimonies, as mentioned in an earlier chapter, page 200, see page 493, appendix, for the full statement. Following the camp meeting, a Bible reading institute arranged by the Michigan Conference was carried through successfully. Ellen White came often and spoke in the meetings about the general interests of the cause. Reportedly, her testimony was accompanied by the Spirit of God. In the interval between the camp meeting and the institute, word was received of the death of the church's first missionary to be sent overseas, J. N. Andrews, in Basel, Switzerland. The life of this faithful servant of God was cut short by tuberculosis at the age of 54.